We're ready to go. Let me just stick this down a little bit. Okay. Okay. Koshi, thank you very much for agreeing to talk with us today. What we need to just first start out with is if we can, if you can tell us your full name and your position here in the community as chief.
That's fine, and then Lore, woman that soup, pushing out key.
Nine a lag of a tanuk in Isaac Huete. Woman that soup, to Hoshi Mandasu.
Okay,
yes.
And how long have you been Hoshi of Mandasuk?
To me, know about Hoshi of Mandasu.
To make a 2000.
Since 2004. Okay. Were you born in this community, and when were you born?
I was born in 1960.
The 14th of September, if I remember, 1960, and then he's born here in this place at the Mandasuk Hospital.
Okay, and were you born into a family of chiefs, or how was your father a chief, or your grandfather?
Was a grandfather.
Your grandfather was chief.
Yeah.
In this area or somewhere else?
Mandasuk.
Mandasuk.
Yes.
Okay. When you grew up here, did you go to school here in this area?
Yeah,
you did. How were things, can you tell us a little bit about how things were in those days, 1960s, 70s, in this community, for you as a child?
I was born in the 60s.
It was too young.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, even at least if you can say
the 1970s.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say something.
Okay. And in the 1970s, when you were in school here as a teenager, how were things?
I was born in the 70s. Severus Nyaka would be a garbage a goskun park. A grogushish.
Yeah, it was nice at that time in the 70s. Because when we were at the school, we were getting something. That old government, they were providing something for the student at the school, so we were eating something from the school.
And did you feel like you were getting a good education?
So, we feel like we were going to school. It was like it's a good education because by that time, the schools it was only until standard 6.
Mm-hmm.
So those they have passed by that time. Mm-hmm. They're still the principal even today.
Okay, and what grade did you pass? How far did you go in school?
You just learn until standard one. Yeah.
And what were the reasons? Were you working, or did you have other responsibilities because of your family, or?
I was going to school.
very ruwile rena le dikhomo rena le dipuri na le dinku ha ke di sekolo ga go shala motho a le disha wa gona ngwana ngwana ke nna this why ke ka palla ke sekolo.
So he refused to go on now about this education because he was taking responsibility for his parents' cattle and goats and other things.
As the family of a chief, in the chief, was it different from other families? In other words, did they have lots of cattle and goats and land?
Lena le ma ba ka mogoshing lena le dikhomo ke dinchi dingu je dinchi di chimu je dinchi ana ka mogho bona le phapane magareng a batho ba
be re folekana ka diruwa le mashimo be re lekana e be rena le mashimo a mabedi le bona batho ba bona mashimo a mabedi di dipuri le dingu le dikhomo be re fela uwa go swane bile go ka tsebo rena ka mogoshing.
It was the same even you can know this is the family of the traditional leaders. Because we are having two plowing field, plowing fields, and then also other people from this community were having the same.
So, when you were growing up, were you given other responsibilities that you had to do as the son of the chief?
Ole wa lefapa la ka lokong la bogoshi bo feel matla go go ngwanyana gore o fotswa o sore gore o dira se sengwe mo community
ave a go gola be ke fo swana le bidi bo go tsa gore ke ngwana ka mushata be ke fo le ke fo swana le bona ba ka ntle se le bona ba se ri yago le ne be ke fo se ri.
No, I was not given any power to do something. I was just like other people. So when we meet us anywhere, you can't even know that I'm from the family of the traditional leader.
And how what was his memories when he became a young man, let's say after he left school and started working for his family, about how the role of traditional leaders under the apartheid system, you know? How was it good? Was there a lot of fighting going on? What was the situation?
Bogoshing ba geno go bo go liwang kana kwele apartheid go bo gona di ntwa kana kwele apartheid go bogoshing ba geno ka pa go bo go diregala eng ka mushulo wa apartheid ba wa di lebele di botse
kana go la mushulo wa apartheid problem e be re sa ipone be re fo go tsa ka mokana ga rena re fo swana ka gore be ba re swara ga botse nthongwa le ngwa ile gore be re itsuma e be ba re riela chita go le tsona pata tshila tsa rena e be di sa swanela kana jwa le be di le right ba di kolomaka.
By that time of the apartheid, things were good, and then the government that passed the government, it was doing good, so there was no any problem from our house as the traditional leaders. They were doing everything that we are asking from their side. Even that roads that you see now, they were doing something to avoid the dust and the other things. So they were helping us.
So when the 1980s came along and things started changing and a lot of the struggles started happening, did that change that relationship? What was the relationship between the traditional leaders and the community once the community started struggling in the 1980s and things started toy-toying and happening and,
yeah. A bo thoma go lwa gore e re nyaka Mandela jo tronko go thomiwa go dira di ban go shubiwa dilo go bo setšhaba le mogoshi wa dirishana ba
berishana o swanela ga ntlwa rishana ka re ntho ya go swara ga mogala jwe Mandela ka mokana ga rena le rena re le magoshi senga ra irata le rena mo toitoing be re ke tima re ya fao.
We were doing together like the way we are now. Because this arrest of the old man, Dr. Nelson Mandela, it was not good to the community and also to us as the traditional leaders. It was not good, and we were doing. We were the part of the mass.
Part of the masses.
Yeah.
So what were you doing by the 1980s? Because by that time you were in your 20s, so you're a young man. What were you doing in the community at that point?
Part of the 20s.
au wa giri che cha misabala so ga botse mo ga borena le ya tseba gore a ja fo thoma go sona stiwa le bala ba kwa go di mo ga borena di tlile late nyana mara kana go lao mo ga biso mo swara vele sa ve ka mogweni rena botse toito thoma go ralo ka o ka re ka bo 82 86 on a morning.
You must know that when this issue of Toitwing started, at the rural areas, especially in Limpopo, we didn't start the same like the people who are staying at the rural, at the urban area. We have started to be involved at 82 and to 86 to know what is happening about the Toitwings and other stuff.
Where when the things began to happen, particularly from 86, for the late 80s, was were any of the traditional leaders part of the other organizations like the UDF, the United Democratic Front, and other community organizations?
From
yeah, how was it here? Like here?
Yeah, kabo kato nebo 86, kabo 80. Magoshi ya mukwebi a tenaji mihadwe mimi ya bodi politiki. Kwa baadhi ya karo lomu kwa baadhi ya politiki kapa wakuti zekalai.
Ke benga sa tsebe ka gore a kiri kana go ewe go gosetse go le mogalwe ampele gago ha go khone go tseba ka gore a kiri wa bona gore rena re le bašwa tse di ya go ke magoshi yakwe re ka sana pere tsenela ka kwa ga tsona be ke sa tsebe gore na be ba joine chief di party gore ba le ka moga ANC gore ba le ka mara nna ke tseba wa ke shu mogalwe ba le ka ANC
Yeah, I can't exactly know what they were, our parents, they were doing. Because when we were still young, we can't ask our parents what the party they are falling under. So, but from my father, because he was a traditional leader at that time, he was under the ANC. I don't know other traditional leaders. So my father at that time, he was under
the ANC. Okay. Can you just hold on? I need to replace this. Look, this battery's okay.
All right.
Just hold on.